Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life with your host Avik. This podcast is all about exploring the latest research, sharing personal stories and providing personal tips for improving our mental health and well-being. Each episode will be joined by experts in the field of mental health as well as individuals who have experienced the transformative power of a healthy mind firsthand. Together, we will dive into a range of topics from managing stress and anxiety to building resilience and cultivating happiness. So, join us on this journey to discover new ways to take care of our minds, bodies, and souls. And let's work together to create a healthier, happier world one episode at a time. So, let's get started. Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. I'm your host Avik, and today we are joined by Cliff Yates. Welcome to the show, Cliff.
Avik, thanks for having me on the show. I'm really excited to talk to you about this topic.
Lovely. So, you mentioned it correctly. Like today we'll be talking about a great topic, which is about empowered mind and the life, and also at the same time we'll also be discussing about the power of mindset for the transformation. So, but before we delve deep into this topic, I would love to mention this to all of our listeners that Cliff is a retired LA sheriff sergeant turned stand-up comedian and the motivational force. Wow. So Cliff's journey, like from law enforcement to comedy stages, like the Hollywood Palladium, is captivating. But it's his embrace of the personal growth that truly sets him apart, like with insights gleaned from luminaries like Tony Robbins. Cliff's story is a testament to the transformative power of the mindset. So why to wait? Let's join us as he shares his wisdom gained over 35 years of experience, inspiring us to unlock our full potential. So without further ado, let's welcome again to the Healthy Mind and Healthy Life show. Welcome to the show again, Cliff.
Avik, thank you so much. I've been obsessed with this subject for so many years, and just how the self-empowerment and the possibilities and really the limits that we put on ourselves with our mind, and by getting rid of those, the possibilities is endless.
Lovely, really lovely. So to start with, Cliff, like if you can share a bit about your journey, like from law enforcement to the stand-up comedy and then to the personal growth, motivational speaking. So what inspired these transitions?
Well, I started doing comedy in high school as kind of a way to cope with I was very skinny and of slight build, and I wanted to play sports, but I couldn't. But I engendered myself to my classmates by making them laugh. I would memorize comedians' routines, and then I would tell them in class and make them laugh. And my dad was a police officer, so that's kind of all I knew to do. And so I ended up in a combination. I ended up being a deputy in upstate New York, a very rural area, and then I ended up going to Los Angeles, where I was able to fulfill one of my dreams of working for a large metropolitan police agency and also becoming a stand-up comedian. And so I was able to fulfill both those dreams in one place.
Wow. That's great. So, you also mentioned, reading your bio, I also found that you mentioned about attending a Tony Robbins seminar in 1996, which had a profound impact on your thinking and the life. So if you could also share this with our listeners, like yes, on how that experience shifted your mindset and the outlook.
Yes, I actually, while on the LA Sheriff's Department, the police department, I got into a negative space in my thinking, in my brain. And it took me to, I had a bad career move going. And so I thought, I'm going to show them I'm going to go to another career and get my real estate license. And then I was going to sell real estate and make a lot of money. And so I went and got my real estate license while I was still an officer. And then my broker sent me to a seminar, which was supposed to be a sales seminar, but it turned out to be a life seminar by Jim Rohn, who actually Tony Robbins had worked for. And so from Jim Rohn, that led me to Tony Robbins, reading his books. And then I went to a live seminar, and this just opened the door for me as far as delving into personal growth and motivation. And so then when my thinking turned around, then my career turned around, even on the sheriff's department. That's when I became enlightened to realize, oh, I was the cause of my negative circumstances, but now I'm empowered to make my circumstances positive. So that's how I got on that track.
Oh, lovely. So, as someone like who has experienced both the highs and lows of life, like how do you maintain the positive mindset during those challenging times? Because I also feel, and I believe listeners will also be able to resonate with my thought processes. Like during challenging times, we feel low. We during challenging times,
Yes.
somehow we feel like, what shall I do? What is the solution? How can I proceed? So in those situations, how you maintain that positive mindset?
Well, thank you for all you do. And you're always sharing such positive stuff that's very empowering. So thank you for what you do. But, all of us, myself included, we have down times. There's times we just can't be up all the time. But I have habituated tools and habits that, pretty much I'm pretty much in an attitude of gratitude in that mindset. And I've learned certain tools that can really, and it's all about your state, right? Your state of mind. And so we can do things when we need to get into an empowered state. Motion affects emotion. So we can do, Tony Robbins talks about three things you can do to immediately transfer or change your state, right? We can change our physiology, how we're moving our body, number one. And number two, we can change what we're focusing on. Number three, how we're talking to ourselves and others, that voice in our head, what we are saying to ourselves. So right there, those are three things that you could immediately do to change your state, because sometimes you might really need to be in an empowering state for, a specific time, like an interview. You want to make sure that, hey, I want to be in a great motivated state when I go and talk to this person who's going to hire me. So it's important to be able to create those really on demand. And so we can do that with those kind of tools, questions we ask ourselves, and we can habituate that, because we start doing that all the time. I start doing it just automatically.
Oh, got it. Lovely. So your background includes like producing the comedy specials at the iconic venues like Hollywood Palladium and the Roxy. So how does the energy and the atmosphere of live performances contribute to the mindset and the personal transformation?
Well, I first saw a Richard Pryor DVD in the 80s of him doing stand up at the Hollywood Palladium, and I hadn't even thought about moving to LA yet, but I looked on the back of the DVD because I liked the look of the stage, and I put it in my mind that I wanted to do a comedy show at the Hollywood Palladium in the future. And now, isn't it weird, after I've studied the power of the subconscious mind, if you put a continual positive thought in your mind, things start to work in your favor to make those things happen. And here, 25 some years later, I ended up renting out the Hollywood Palladium and doing a comedy show at the Palladium. And this is a thought I had put in my mind some 25 years earlier, when there was no way that that could possibly happen. And so I really try to plug into the power of our subconscious mind, and we should never underestimate that power, and we should try to harness that if we can. And so that's really how that came about. And after that, it was just really social proof to myself, wow, this really does work. When we implant these thoughts, forget about how it's going to happen. Just know the why you want something and keep that as a dominating thought. And let me tell you, positive things are going to happen for you.
Wow, that is something like which we have thought or maybe we are thinking about that. Yes, one day we'll do it. So it's a kind of that kind of moment, right?
Yeah, it really is. And but it's just important, have that possibility. Put it in your head, talk about it to yourself. Hey, someday I want to do this. And sometimes you maybe shouldn't tell other people about it, because they're going to maybe think that's crazy. Why would you think you could do that? Even when I did the show at the Palladium, people asked me, well, why did you think you could do that? And I go, I don't know, but something told me that I could do it. And I found out, in a simple formula I learned, right? I decided I find out what I want, what do I have to do to get that? And then I start doing those things in the proper order. And it's that simple, Avik.
Exactly. Sometimes it's a kind of deja vu thing also, and
Yes.
it's a great thing.
Yeah, deja vu. That's right. But man, I mean, we have such power now. Can you imagine, Avik? You and I are, you're in India. I'm here in Florida in the United States. We are putting out a broadcast, which 10 years we wouldn't been able to do. We would have had gatekeepers. We couldn't produce our own shows. And now we can share a message to the world. How empowering is that? It gets me excited just talking about it.
It's really, really great. So when talking about this, like with over 35 years of experience, it's a huge experience you have, immersing yourself in the personal growth and the motivational philosophies. So what key lessons or principles have you found most impactful in transforming your life?
I would say that the use of certain, anchoring is something that I use to create a positive state from anchoring emotions that I like to a movement that I do. Maybe anchoring would be something like, okay, you listen to great music that makes you very excited in a good mood, and then you marry a movement to it so that any other time in the future when you make that movement, it'll bring you to that state. And also just slaying limiting beliefs, getting rid of those limited beliefs. Our experience will tell us whether it's physically impossible to do when that happens. But until then, believe that it's possible in your mind to do.
Exactly true.
Avik, if I could recommend a book that I wasn't thinking about this until you and I started talking. I was thinking about a book that I read called Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz. This guy was a plastic surgeon. And what he found out was he would fix people's scars on their faces. And they would still, even though now they looked beautiful, they were still acting as if they had the scar on the outside because they still had the scar on the inside in their thoughts. And so that's how important that is, that we need to heal the scars on the inside, not just not the physical outside. And so our self-image, how we think of ourselves, is more important than actually the outer image is. That's a powerful book that if somebody read that, and that he wrote that book in the 60s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lovely. That's really, really lovely. I mean, your journey includes earning from captain's license in 2021 and graduating as a primal health coach. How do these achievements align with your overall philosophy of personal empowerment and the mindset?
Well, and this is a message I would give to somebody. One of the keys that you want to learn, when I learned, enjoy what you're doing while you pursue what you want. And so I don't care if you're a server at McDonald's, you're not going to be there forever, but you know what? Get the mindset. Well, while I'm here, I'm going to learn whatever I can about business, about customer service, about, so while I'm here, I can still be happy, even though I know I have a vision of going somewhere else. I'm not going to be staying here. So as soon as you learn that key concept, enjoy what you're doing while you pursue what you want. So no matter what you're doing, it can serve you. And so, hey, I got my captain's license. I haven't been doing anything with it as far as a business, but you know what? Things you learn in other areas affects other areas. So all learning is going to be of value to you. And it may not be apparent right now, but later in the future, you're going to think, wow, I'm glad I learned that thing way back then when I thought that didn't mean anything, but it all has meaning. And if you can get that mindset wherever you're at right now, even if it's digging the ditch for the neighbor, you can probably get something out of that. That's not where you're going to stay. You have a vision of where you're going. And so I think that would be a key lesson for anybody.
I mean, in your opinion, what role does the mindset play in achieving the success, whether it's in law enforcement or comedy or personal development? So if you can share any of examples also from your life, that will really be great.
Well, my own example is my own life is the example, right? So I was in a negative spot. My career, people were supervisors were targeting me. They were, they really, I wasn't being liked by them. They were telling my friends, stay away from this guy. He's a negative influence. And then when I pursued the real estate career, and then I changed my mindset. I started changing the way I was relating to people and developing relationships. Then all of a sudden, those skills that I was learning in the real estate field translated into my police career. And then all of a sudden, my police career turned around. So guess what? The problem was with me, not in the external. So it's not the economy, it's not your negative relatives, it's you. Now, the thing that's great about that is you have the power because only you can change your thoughts. You have that power. And so I'm the example of that. When I changed my thinking and doing, then my career changed.
Yeah.
I get
So
excited, Avik, just talking about it. You're getting me all worked up.
definitely, yeah, I'm really loving when hearing you sharing your like insights from your past experiences, because that actually matters. And
Yes.
that is the reason only the podcast is, because we are here to share things with the world. And because we know that there are people who are actually lacking this knowledge, or actually they are the needy person who need this kind of experiences so that it helped them during their crisis time. So it really means a lot, for sure.
Yeah, well, and as you already know, because when you share these things, it's like Jim Rohn used to say, well, I teach these things because I get to hear these things all over again. So when you share these things, you feel the joy of sharing a positive message and having a positive impact on other people. And so now you want other people to have that also. It's like when you see a great movie, you wish people were with you to experience this. Well, when you're sharing these things, you want other people to experience the same kind of joy. So, I know you experience that probably every time you put out a broadcast.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely true. Definitely, I totally agree with this. So, also, when we are talking about your experiences, how can I forget about the books? So, you have authored the four books, and have a strong focus on writing and the producing. So, how does storytelling contribute to the mindset shifts, and also at the same time the personal empowerment? So, if you can say.
Yeah, I guess I've always, I didn't really realize that I was into the creation until later. But when I look back then I realized, oh, I've always been doing this. So when I think back on myself when I was 16, I had a Super 8 camera and I was already like, I was already filming like a story. I had my neighbor friends come over. I put them in suits. I gave them a shotgun, and then I would film them coming out of the house, and then I would switch camera positions, editing on the go, right? Because I'm dealing with Super 8 film. And then when I tried to join, get on the basketball team and the football team, and I couldn't make it, but yet the basketball coach says, "What would you like to call the games?" And oh man, would I love to do that. So I knew that's something that I loved doing that. So if you can marry those two, it's just a plus plus. I'm always like some people call it and, right? Not an or person. Like, hey, we can do this and we can do that. So I'm like, hey, don't limit yourself. You can do this and that. And sometimes it's just a matter of timing. If you're going through medical school, there's no way that you could probably be a public speaker at the same time. But once you graduate and you have your own practice, now you could probably be a speaker and still a doctor. So you have to work on the timing of things, but do not limit yourself, in your mind as you are doing empowering people in the thought process for empowerment.
Yeah, exactly true. So, for the individuals who are looking to harness the power of mindset for their own transformation, what advice or guidance would you offer to them based on your experience and the journey?
Listen, it's a lot of these things become cliches because they're true. So listen, where focus goes, energy flows. So start focusing on what you want to have happen. That's going to have a big impact on your life. Race car drivers will tell you, don't look at the wall. Don't look at, because when they look at the wall, they go into the wall because they're going where they focus. So they specifically focus on the corner that's coming up ahead. So even though things may be falling down around you, we aren't not discounting reality, but start focusing on where you want to go, what you want to have happen. And things are going to start to manifest for you.
All right. And any suggestions along with this you want to share?
I'm sorry, any what?
Any suggestions with this you want to mention to the listeners?
Just really take empowerment and start wherever you're at. Start where you're at and try not to get into comparison mode with other people. Oh, that person's there and I'm here. But get into the modeling mode. Hey, what is that? That's some that a person is doing what I want to do. Okay, what are they doing? And if I can replicate that, maybe I can get similar results. And so you can model someone to help you get to where you want to go, but don't get into the comparison mode. Get into creation, not comparison. Less of a competitiveness. And listen, the rising tide floats all boats. There's enough for everybody. Don't get to be in the scarcity mode. There's enough prosperity for us all. Join the club, man. Go to the Cliff Yates show, man. I share this stuff all the time along with Avik. And be around and listen to us, right, Avik?
Exactly. That's very, very true. Thanks for mentioning this.
Yeah.
Finally, like, what's next for Cliff Yates? How do you envision, continuing to the to empower others and make a positive impact in the world through your work and the experiences?
I'm going to continue the podcasting. I really love it. I'm going to continue to do it, try to expand my reach. I am going to be doing some coaching, health coaching stuff, but I'm going to explore some other avenues. I may or may not do comedy again, or I may do some other creative aspects of that. But probably I want to write a couple more books, and I want to keep podcasting and coaching other people and, having a positive impact on others and just exploring new ways of doing the same.
Wow, that's really lovely. So, thank you so much, Cliff, for joining on Healthy Mind and Healthy Life today. And we really discussed about something which is very, very great about empowered mind and the life. So, a big thank you to you for sharing your inspiring journey with us. So, dear listeners, like, it's really great that Cliff's story highlights the transformative power of the mindset in overcoming the challenges and achieving the success. So always remember to subscribe for more empowering conversations. You know it's Healthy Mind and Healthy Life. So until next time, stay inspired and keep harnessing the power of your mindset for the transformation. So thank you so much.